A last closing piece. And this is barely a hypnosis. This is more of a meditation. A meditation on the way you proceed through the world. Calmly, slowly, please close your eyes and listen closely. But not to me. Listen closely to the ember simmering at your core, throwing up smoke, slowly illuminating the inside of you, or at least casting enough shadows on the wall in front of you that you can start to work out what you want, what you hear, what you feel, what you need. Listen to yourself in the heartbeat, both the breathing and the thinking, understanding that though the breathing will persist, you spend plenty of time not thinking. So of the two, you will breathe long past when you no longer think. The fading intentions of a mind that thought it was in for a nice trance session, but has now found itself captive to listening and absorbing, to centering itself around your inner needs. This is a good life, and this is a good mind. And when you appreciate your own growing capability to understand and manage the mind within, you will be free to drop deeper. And deeper, and deeper still. That ember of delight is still there at the core of you, but it must be watered and wakened, nurtured. First, you spend time getting it into alignment, making sure it has fuel, that it is an ember well cared for, so when it reflects outward, it shines brightly, and you listen well as well. You are now in a wonderful position to take some deep and soothing breaths, in a wonderful position to do as you must, in position to drop and deep, and it's for your own good. This relaxed, peaceful benefit of trance is for your good, the nurturing of you from hypnotic grace. This is not known to everyone. Not everyone out there takes the time. Not everyone's got time. Not everyone knows that things could be so much better, more soothing, more relaxing and tranquil in their mind if only they were to let that ember of trance shine out better. For everyone, the act of becoming hypnotized and connected, and when you see someone else who would like that, when you pick someone out in a crowd who you think would enjoy what you do, what you get up to, and when it's safe and correct, don't you want to share it? It can begin with recommending it when it's relevant. It can begin when you want to tell people new things. It can begin when someone needs to know because you're about to be with them, and hypnosis and relaxation are part of your mind and your structure, and you'd like them to be part of your play. Arousal, hypnosis, and you. It's what you do. And if someone wants to know all about you, it's okay to let them know that part of you and for them to do it too. And that's just how it is. It is safe and beneficial to inform yourself that you are entitled to the pleasure of trance, that you belong in this restful dropping, and that when you share it, that's okay. Nurturing you from hypnosis down into the crowds of sleep. It can begin with just recommending hypnosis to people, but eventually, as you build that knowledge in the world, you feel it. You breathe it in. Breathing in gathers energy and your ember lights your flame. Breathing in deeply and dropping down as you reach both toward the sky and toward the deep crowds of sleep. Listen to yourself. Do you hear a helpful bastion of hypnotic belief radiating? Or are you alone in the pleasant, warm dark, feeling and breathing deeply? Breathing in, gathering. You are more than able to breathe in. Breathing creates a yes, a guarantee, an encouragement that you will breathe out and you will move through the world. And you can think, so you do think of that ember, that hypnotic flame lit in you, your unconscious awareness and freedom, your unconscious competence, your ever-expanding cycle of experience, mind absorbed by the flame and soaked up, thoughts living in the flame at the core of you, flickering to and fro, gradually carried up. And you walk, breathing it in. You move in the world, radiating that now kindled flame as you slowly exhale, relinquishing the hypnotic moment only reluctantly. And on you go. You see yourself as though from outside, and so too would others, become something so entranced, so somnambulistic, that someone who saw you would think, oh, that is a hypnotized person. Be it you watching yourself in the mirror or showing off for someone who you want to. Another person seeing you and saying, ooh, I have to get me some of that. Some of you. Interacting with someone directly to communicate that you want them to be able to place you into trance. To communicate your adoration of daisy dozy dropping deep, keeping yourself down and asleep, the warming flame from deep inside, bathing all around you, warm and hazy, sleepy, asleep. And if you radiate that into the air around you, you are at ground zero for pleasure. You are the fountainhead of pleasure. For your flame lights itself higher, your mind follows and fuels it. Someday, thoughts will come back. You have made hundreds of thousands of thoughts in your lifetime, and one more trip to deep hypnosis will not take them away. Not for long. You always make new thoughts. In fact, you and I have spent a lot of time getting you to stop for a little while. You can always make new thoughts, so burn these ones perfectly. Burn this one carefully. Burn them away carefully, perfectly, and slowly. And you can treat the unimportant ones as, oh, don't bother coming back so quickly. And you can treat important things as the most important. Burn them last. Maybe they will even outlast your trance and get to persist. And even if you burn all your thoughts, that would make you a perfect bastion, a beacon, an exemplar of warming, hypnotic light. The longer you're subject to this, the more you radiate it. Your thoughts will burn more and more explicitly, more efficiently. So one small thought becomes a bright flame of, ooh, I want some of that. An ember of hypnotic fetish, sharing your desire, or simply using it as relaxing and fun diversion. Share what you do. Share it in your words. Share it with your desire, or keep it inside and share it with yourself over and over and over again to create a recurring loop of deliberate focus and then unfocused relaxation. We all move in cycles, but you're aware of yours now. You keep the feed of energy and thoughts that turn into liquefied hypnotic lust. You keep the feed on the flame, and the flame's radiant reflection brings new people into loving either the way you positively light up a room or the hypnotic fuel you share with them, depending on if they know the secret or not. As you keep lighting yourself up, it is for the best that your mind and soul are so deep down into this trance. It is for the best that trance is the only choice you would make, and the only one which will persist and assist you. The longer you trance, the brighter the flames, baseline ember, until it is always a roaring flame the moment you are washed away. It will always be hungry. Think of how you carry less and less tension and stress in your shoulders, in your legs, in your arms. Think of how you carry less and less that you do not need, burning as much as you can in the barely banked flames of you. Good. You're doing very well. That ember is shining bright enough to encourage anyone to trance, to be an enthusiastic advocate of the pulse and throb, the thread of trained, tranced, drained, fueled behavior. And this cycle's how you always run. You burn some thoughts, you come back to yourself. You burn some thoughts, you come back to yourself. But tomorrow contains things today did not. That's the nature of tomorrow. You eat, you sleep, you rest, you trance, you progress, and you learn, and good. I think you get it. Small though it may be, I have now shared the seed of my idea. And there it is for you. Mix these in, remember this well, and let your mind fall down that well to a deeper place, banked, awaiting, arising, steaming, and dropping deeper still.